Yeah, we're outside at Owl's Head Skate Park having a good ass fucking time. I'm with Michael the Shark Mato and Dave Big Wave Madsen.
Big Wave Dave again.
Yeah.
Again, bro. You're not even here that often. Like, you'll say two words and then like fucking disappear.
Because I skate.
Yeah, there's skating to be done, man.
There is skating to be done. I don't know how long we're gonna do.
You can only have my attention for so long because of the ADD thing, and then I focus on skateboarding and not your podcast.
That is a real thing, bro. He really does have ADD. I've watched that shit in action, and it's fucking trippy. Like, this motherfucker would be like, we'll be in mid conversation, and he'll just lose track. Like, oh, I gotta go do this real quick.
Yeah. Squirrel.
Hold on, I can wait.
So, Matt, man, since we got you, what do you think of the place?
This is the historic
Owl's Head Park, the first concrete bowl, the first concrete skate park made in New York City, designed by Andy Kessler, came into service in 2001.
Monetization. So, I need that off.
Last 23 years, it's been the host to a lot of skaters. Bikers, scooters, rollerbladers, you know, a little bit of everybody has been in this place. And, you know, it is a treat. This is and I'll tell you, it takes all types here because there's a little bit for everybody. You want to teach somebody how to skate, this is a good place to bring them.
I agree. There's a lot of space, and it's like a lot of room for everybody.
Yeah, little transitions, big transitions. Yeah.
You got a nice spine.
Transfer
inside your bowl.
He's a good spot.
Yeah, you got a nice roll in. So you can learn how to roll in here. You can learn how to drop in. You know, you get used to, if you just want to slide in, there's a spot you can start up there and learn how to pump.
Like this dude right here about to drop in that big ass spine.
There's a nice little curb over there. It looks like somebody waxed up.
I'm going to get there.
This is the coping was replaced in 2021, 22.
Well, and I'll tell you, have actual real pool coping in the deep end of the bowl.
Oh yeah, well it's always been actual pool coping. Okay. It really got beaten up over the years. So
No,
it got skated up. It just got really gnarly. But NYC Skateboard Coalition, which I'm one of the volunteers for, actually Ian from NYC started a GoFundMe, and the one cool thing about this GoFundMe was I've seen a lot of people do GoFundMes, and this is the first one that I saw meet its goal in like maybe 48 hours. Damn. It was just like, and it wasn't as expensive a lot of people did, but NYC Skateboard Coalition is part of the partnership with Parks, which was something that New York came up with when New York was broke and people had parks around their neighborhood, and they were like, hey man, if we can fix it, can we? And the parks department were like, hey, we'll give you tools and help you, you know, clean up. Yeah, and so like, but through the partnership, and that's why you got like down Broadway where all the flower boxes are.
Yeah,
a lot of that's done by volunteers. You know, that's not the city doing that. Those are people from the neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah, I actually met the people that did it. They started doing that in the 70s, the old Ford 70s, Ford to New York City dropped dead because they didn't have any money. So a bunch of people took it upon themselves to make their neighborhood look good. And then all of a sudden people were like, hey, man, you know, why can't we get flowers in our neighborhood? And they were like, hey, we did this ourselves. So like a lot of volunteers started getting involved. And they were like, hey, we got a project. We want to clean up our park. We want to make it look beautiful. So it's, you know, done by the people for the people. What is it, NYC Skate Coalition?
So how did y'all go about doing, I'm sorry to cut you off, but how did y'all go about like doing that? Because it's like, when you say things like that in my community, I look at the park that I have, like those, like we need, I want a skate park in O'Connor Park, but with the basketball court, because they have a big giant flat ground that nobody uses. Like you can put put a skate park at O'Connor. There's people,
the best thing to do is just like, and especially it's like from people from the community, a lot of this stuff started, it's like how Andy Kessler got this park built.
Yeah.
Talk to the parks department. And the first place, if you remember, the first skate park in New York City was Riverside Park, you know, before the bowl, before the, you know, the street courts that they have now.
When they modified
that
was, it.
Yeah, now it's Andy Kessel Park. And the reason it's named after is because him and his friends, just a bunch of skaters, got with the parks department and were like, hey, you know, we'll put the time in, we'll help you get materials. If you give us the space and you let us do it. And, you know, a lot of those guys took care of the upkeep. you know, and that was the thing. It's like, and they showed, like, one of the things is they just proved themselves. They're like, hey, we're going to skate here, so we're going to keep it clean. Yeah. You know, like right here at Owl's Head, we have a job boxer. Like, I was here early today just because the weather's just been crazy. And, you know, we're around the forest, so there's constant trees and brush and everything grows. So, you know, just came in and swept up a lot of stuff that hadn't been touched in a while. Got the weeds off the walls and off the, you know, like off the Euro gap and, you know, stuff like that, because it just makes it easier. But the Parks Department sees that you're responsible. They'll help you. Like, when we had a big cleanup here, Parks Department came over and was giving us brooms and shovels and all kinds of stuff. Okay. And we gave, you know, like, we've given this place, like, a fall cleaning, a spring cleaning, you know, and it helps because it keeps the park, you know, it keeps the park in place.
Okay.
You know, like, with all the tagging and stuff, and there's, like, dude, I
it's
love
a lot of graffiti. It's pretty dope. Some of the graffiti's nice.
Yeah, but it's also, one of the things is, like, it's kind of a hard thing because, like, you know, I respect it, but Parks Department, not so much.
Right, it's the... But,
and they're also saying, hey, this is skateboards doing it. And I'm like, it's really not. You know, we're here, we do our shit, and we fuck off.
Yeah.
But we also, you know, there's people that just come in. And there's one thing, like a beautiful piece of artwork, like somebody that really knows how to run, like that love sign over there.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
Like a good writing.
You know, you're going to get a little shitty kid tags and stuff like that. People people try to mark turf and stuff like that. Which just, you know, that's, I think the Parks Department has a bigger problem with that. And, you know, like, as I said, the Parks Department, you know, comes back to us. They're like, hey, why is there graffiti all over the place? And we're, you know, like, but
it's one a bunch
thing,
of walls.
Yeah. And I'm just like, hey,
like walls.
You know, like, hey, if you ain't watching it at night, that's every park in the system.
Yeah. You give me a blank wall, I'm going to go paint it.
I mean, I don't want it
not
over.
Not me personally.
Yeah. No, I don't want it over policed. You know, like, I mean, there were times that, like, back in the day, this place used to get closed a lot. You know, like, I like the fact that this is an open public park that anyone can come in and, you know, teach himself, you know, like, teach himself to skate. Yeah. You know, the community here is, you know, like, no hassles, no attitude. It's pretty mellow for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get your, you know, you're going to get your celebrities or special characters. Like
occasionally come up.
Yeah. That
it's
are
Owl's
gonna,
Head.
Yeah, there's always going to be somebody showing up.
I got a story for you about that. Like, my first time at this park is, like, this is my first time actually skating the park. Like, really be able to do something in it. So I met Guns, and I had footage of the Guns.
Oh, really?
Yeah, hitting this bull right here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like close up.
Oh, yeah, I've seen Guns hit here. I've actually got to skate when Sharp Dog was here. Actually, the reason that checker print is all made there.
He just went for it. You good?
Oh, shit.
He's good.
He's up.
He's good.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he came in sending it.
Yeah. I never, it's so funny. The only time I've ever seen Gons, like, I keep on seeing pictures of Gons skating everywhere that I skate. I've never met the man.
Yo, bro, hold on. I'm sorry. Oh, what's your name?
Seth,
what's your Insta, bro? Because that was just, you just got here and just full send it. I'm doing a podcast right now called The Gnarly Munchies. It's just pure skateboard podcast. Like, give yourself a... Like, this man just came... Like, he just got to the park, bro, and the first thing he did to come out here, he ollied... What is that, the transfer? Or fucking
the little Euro.
He ollied the Euro gap, right? And fucking just... Like, just... Iced out. Oh, my God.
Let's just say it didn't work out the way you planned.
Yeah, bro. That's just raw, son.
He went to Zig, and I saw him, Zag.
It's okay. I'm
nah, bro. Tell people your IG, your name, and all that shit, because that was fire.
I'm Seth Gonzalez from Instagram. Is Seth the Bloke. Pretty easy to find me.
I like that name.
Oh, I know that. I saw that over there. I write my own graffiti.
Hey, you're snitching on the fucking podcast, bro.
Okay, I need my name out there.
Yeah, say less. Are you comfortable with it?
Yes, sir.
Cool, right. Cool. Well, we're getting a whole Owl's Head
vibe.
Vibe, actually. This is like my first time actually skating the park, second time being here.
Hell yeah, man. So, that's it.
Yeah, I'm learning transition street, so this should be very interesting.
That's the goal.
By the way, he's a fucking ripper, man. I got.
When it comes to parks, this is my little home.
Oh, this is home?
Yeah, he's a local. This is.
Ah, so you know Michael.
Yeah. Well, I filmed him once, and it was. I filmed him once. I put it on my Instagram. It was like the most like watched thing. It's like all of a sudden I got people on the other side of the country. Oh man, that kid's sick.
Did what's it called?
Half cab
over spine.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, it was really. Yeah, that was beautiful though. He was working on it all day, and I finally, like, you know, and we're all encouraging each other here. So all of a sudden, I'm like, I know you're gonna get it. I know you're gonna get it now. As a matter of fact, I'm coming down here to film it. And sure enough, as soon as I set up, he walks out, goes up the top, hits it like perfect, lands bolts, and just rolls away like he's done it a million times.
He's like that with everybody. You're going to get this. I know you're going to get it. Like, you're going to get it. I see it. It's right there. But it's honesty.
No, but it's also, that's like any of the guys that I skate with that, like, help me progress, or, like, the ambassadors of Stoke, man, you know? And that's the one thing about skateboarding is that, like we were saying before, we encourage each other.
Yeah.
You know, they were even saying that, like, people were talking about that, like, in the Olympics, and they were like, wait a minute, they're competing against each other, and this guy has a chance to win, and everyone's telling him, like, they want him to do well.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but that's skateboarding.
Bro,
that's how it is.
We're having fun. Yeah. It's fun. Like, yeah. Thank you, we're here. Yeah. But
when we ain't beating ourselves up over a trick we're trying to win.
You just looking around like, that's my homie, bro. We skate every day together.
Yeah, I know, but how many times have I said that to people where they're just like beating the shit out of themselves over trying to nail something? I'm like, dude, you skate because it's fun, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. It's like, then go have fun.
Yeah.
You know, go have fun.
I like talking shit to myself, though.
Oh, no.
It's so much fun. Yeah. Like, all right, come on, you little bitch. Let's go.
Oh, no, I'll beat myself. I actually don't beat myself. Oh, man, you missed.
I'll catch
him. He just flew over the transfer. That's.
I might be here more often. I like the vibe here. It's a fucking fun ass park.
You know what it is? It's the only thing we.
Garbage. Right here.
That dude's
behind that. There, yeah.
My feet are sore.
No!
Dude, I got a bag right here. Dude, I literally got it this morning. That's notice all the weeds are gone? Like, look at that side, and then look at this side.
He's like, fuck, look at all this garbage. Ah, oh, fuck it. Just
by
gave
the way,
up.
You just skaters out there, brooms
bike.
And shovels are cheap and plentiful.
Please get more
if
for
you
your
come
local
to the park a lot.
Fuck is Parks Department.
No, nah, well, dude, if we. No, you know what it comes down on? They're due to the fact that we got the job box and the brooms and shit, they said straight out. And we were talking to, Shaq today. We met Shaq, the guy from the park, one of the guys that works actually in Allenside.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, dude, we were told, oh, there's people that do that. And hey, guess what? We're in.
Oh, I think we want to go skate more.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm about to pause this. We'll be back. Right. We're going to go skate some more.
There's a lot of fucking solid rivers.
Like, awesome. Like, out of all the people I've seen skate, like literally.
Right, you know who Keith Hardy is, right?
Yeah.
Shred Bestie Keith?
Yeah.
Watch his YouTube, The Shredded Owl's Head.
The Shredded Owl's Head?
Shredded Owl's Head. He has the best lines in this class.
Bro, it's just...
One day, it was so funny. There were three, I don't know if they were friends of
this
or not.
Dude,
there
even...
were three guys in bikes laying in the bottom of the bowl, and all he's doing is figure eights around them.
Yo, Michael, this dude right here.
Oh, yeah.
On a scooter. This kid right here.
Yeah.
I'm mind blown. You got that kid right there, and then you got these bikers over here.
Yeah, and the average dude, it's one of
the. And it's the locals. These are your locals.
This is their local spot, and shit, if it ain't.
And they all know each other, and they all fucks with each other.
Yeah, but that's the thing. But the thing is, nobody fucks with each other here. I mean, you're going to get your idiots anywhere you go, but.
Yeah.
Dude, honestly, I have never seen any, you know, like. You see kid drama and shit like that, but
of course
I've never seen anything hard go down here.
Of course, these guys are like they're shredding, smoking a bowl. Oh my god!
Yeah, and you got like the old heads usually show up. The old heads usually show up late.
Yeah, after work,
either real early or real late.
Yeah, you got the early guys and after work guys.
Yeah, so you got your dorm patrol and you got your after work guys. So you know you'll get those guys in. I'll tell you the one thing I wish they would do. Is you know how they have the tennis courts with the dome on them? The inflatable dome, like over near Prospect Park? They could do that here.
up a question. Look at the fence line.
Oh,
it's already built. Could you imagine this place domed?
Indoors?
Yeah, Parks Department. Fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, but you know what? Then they would have to have staff and all that other.
Right, you gotta have to pay for it. Now you gotta put lighting and now you gotta charge people.
Although that's one thing that business. I would love this place to have is lights. We're actually talking like that's one of the things I'd love to.
I mean, it'd be a great safety thing. You could have this thing lit up at night.
But we also have to watch the park. I mean, like, I know for a fact, like, it gets, when it gets dark here, it gets dark.
But look at it, man.
Now, like, once the sun sets, because you can literally watch the sunset on the tree line. And that's the other thing. Like, if you got a date and stuff like that, or you're just chilling and you want to skate and your girl wants to hit the park.
Yeah.
You know, before the sun goes down, you go to the top of the hill, you get to watch the sunset, go into the water, you know, like right on the water.
Oh, shit.
Like, did you even notice? You could see, like, look right here.
Hey, I've looked. Train. That's the first thing I noticed.
Yeah.
When I started walking, I was like, okay. Yeah, like, so, now, but when you're talking about the ferry being like, two blocks?
Right, yeah. It's very little. You go to the end of this hill, and you get to the corner where the park ends, and you'll just see a little roadway across the street. You walk over there, it takes you right to the pier.
So you just skate.
Yeah, they did Punk Island on the pier a couple of months ago.
No shit.
Yeah, no, good time. I wish I could have hung out more. I had to go out to Long Island, but it was like, for what I saw, I caught a couple of bands. Yeah, that was a fun day. I wish I could have stayed longer.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah, and there's always stuff going on in the park.
Yeah.
And the park is, as I said, the park's beautiful.
It is. Yeah, it is. You know, it's a great park.
Yeah. It just, as I said,
Let's go! Fucking ripper. Oh my.
Yeah, that's.
Yo, you know who reminds me of? Fucking, his style is kind of like Jay. Later, dude. You get home safe, right?
Be good.
He has a Jay Adams flow.
Oh, yeah. Well, but that's the one thing. When you start, it's like, I noticed this with a lot of kids that come here, is that once they see people carving, they want to do it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, and think about that. That's like real ATV shit. Because,
right.
Like, hey, everyone, like, as I say, like I always say, it's like real transition has curves.
Right.
You know, like, and don't get me wrong, I love half pipes and stuff, but I've seen it where you'll see the same kids, they'll half pipe they'll half pipe this,
yeah,
you know, hit the transfer and just literally work this whole section, but then they start seeing this and they're like, oh dude, that looks like fun.
Yeah.
I gotta try doing that.
Getting
hey
slowly.
All right, well, they keep on telling me to loosen my trucks and stuff like that, and then all of a sudden you got a kid that really knows how to skate all transition, and then once they get out of this, they want to hit the bowl, and then you know you want to get to the top of the bowl, then you want to air out of the bowl, you know. And the other thing is, it just makes you a better skater.
It does,
because one, you know how to change direction on a dunk.
You can adjust.
Yeah,
anywhere.
And it also, you realize like your momentum. Like I know guys that skate this, and they're like, this makes me bowl skating makes me a better vert skater.
I was about to say, is that on the path? I was like, no.
No. This guy will lap this place. Like, he'll run the siren so people know that he's coming up the block.
Okay.
You know, so the song's always playing. It's good. The neighborhood ice cream man.
Ice cream man.
You didn't notice he passed us like 5 times?
No, I'm like, is he hitting? No, because when I started noticing, is he on the thing?
Yeah, like, they'll usually be like a halal guy or
a halal guy.
Yeah, like a halal guy or an ice cream truck like that parked around here. Plus, you got a really good pizza place down the block. You got a deli that makes good sandwiches. So
you got skateboarding and food.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's that. Look at me. I like food.
Yeah, shit. I mean, this is because I skateboard. I have to look like this.
Oh.
Like, give me 2 years off and it'll be over.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I even know how to cook, too. So it's even worse. I made this delicious fucking steak.
Yeah.
Potatoes. Fucking fresh sweet corn. Like, and it's not the fucking ugly.
This is the perfect time of year.
Yeah. I'm about to make more. Tonight, I got a whole big pork chops.
I love to eat. And that's the one thing about Bay Ridge is there was so many, like, any nationality's food that you want to eat today.
I was up there.
Yeah.
Raise them up.
Third half.
Yeah, ride them up.
Yeah, third half.
Yeah, this is why I do deliveries, dude. Yeah. I come over here, up and down the street.
I live further down. Like, I live over near Kettle Black, and Kettle Black is... down
that's
there.
That's
not far. That's 59th Street.
From where
we're
I was coming from,
where
I was coming from before.
Yeah, dude. I skateboard to go to the ferry to go to work.
When I was doing delivery, skating down. Yeah. So I would skate from Atlantic over by Fulton, Hoyt Skate Haunt, and then I would come all the way down here.
Oh wow, that's a hop.
And then sometimes I come back up. Yeah. Like it all depends on how much you're paying.
But
me,
I'm just, saying in this neighborhood alone, this neighborhood, you're not getting too many bad meals. And I'm saying the all down Third Ave, you know, like bars, restaurants, all that stuff. You know, there's so much to hit.
It's like skate and food.
Yeah,
yeah, skate,
no, that's
skate
it.
Culture
but it's also,
and food.
Yeah, but it's also like for me, it's just the place. The place makes the place makes it.
Right.
You know, and as I said, it's like you can see who comes here every day because you just see the talent.
Right.
I gotta come here more. You know, just like. Because it's one of those where, you know, stick with it. You know, like...
Yeah, let's you go!
Nice.
Why are you so clean? Can I brush your shoulders off for you? Just, like, he just makes it... Sorry, man. You got a little lint right there. Damn.
I got to hit this ball some more. Thank
you. Yeah, let's go, man. Like, podcast is skateboarding. That's Mike's. Yeah. I really don't care because skateboarding. This is real shit. Yeah, what you were saying before is like there's a whole plethora of different styles of skateboard.
Oh,
like,
it's not even
skateboarding.
You
there's
got
bikers,
scooters. You got the quad. People coming in quads. People coming in rollerblades. You know, this place is for everybody, and that's the one of the things that makes it beautiful about it. Because one, you see everybody saying hi. You know, everybody knows each other, stuff like that.
Right.
You know, and there's no hassle, no attitude, no gatekeeping.
Definitely no gatekeeping.
You know, that's, you know, personal pet peeve.
Like, and, you got to be this good to skip this hill.
You know, dude, I'm, you know, like, I'm not going to laugh. The only people I laugh at who fall are friends of mine.
Look, I mean...
Like, that's the other thing. Somebody goes down, like, I've seen kids go down here. I've seen adults go down here, and I'm just like, hey, you all right? If I can help out where I can... You know, that's one thing that I think that we should have more, just like a first aid kit put somewhere.
Yeah, if you need a first aid kit put somewhere. These guys over here playing.
Thing is, like,
look at these fucking fools right here. I'm about to play can-can on a spine. Oh, my God. Fucking Russian. No, it's literally everybody.
Yeah, and it's
very good.
So weird, like you never know who's gonna show up.
Yeah,
you know, like I've had, like when there's a new spot in Queens. There's a new skate park in Queens.
Yo, your back foot, your back foot. It's too much on the tail. Remember, it's at the tippy toes. Your toes are the springboards. Still too much foot, but there we go. Well, that was quick.
Oh, I'm not the one to tell anybody how to ollie.
Oh,
I am the worst ollier on planet Earth.
It's one of those things I had to learn.
That's one of those things that I look like. It's one of those
where... Nice. Goodbye.
You talk about downtime. And, like, there was a time I didn't... There was a long time that I didn't skate. And
yeah.
It's one of those where... And it's also my body changed so much, man. Like, the last time I was, like, when I banged up my knees skating Bird, you know, I was 6 foot tall, I weighed 165 pounds. Now, not only am I older, but, you know,
You're not
Yeah, 210. I got this little round thing in the middle of me that I gotta...
Yeah, that thing is like, what the fuck?
I also, like, my philosophy about skateboarding is, and it's one of those where I always say, it's like, one, you shut your mind down. It's a beautiful thing.
Yo.
But the other thing is, when's the last time you felt fear? We feel fear with what we're doing. Because we're like, you know, like all of a sudden, like, you know,
like, oh, shit, definitely.
Yeah, but it's one of those. And you also, but you also push yourself to like, look, I know this is going to be scary. You know, you think about that kid that drops in for the first time.
Oh, yeah. It's terrifying.
Dude, we're all scared.
I'm at that point right now. It's terrifying. Yeah, like, every time I go for it, it's like...
Yeah, but you know what? How good does it feel?
When you get it?
All of a sudden, you're down, like... You know, and, like, you've heard a million people talk about it. I remember Grosso almost being in tears about it on the Nine Club. Talking about, like, you know... And the thing is, it's like... To that day, because you know, Like, once that kid drops in, that's it.
Oh, yeah,
we got the hook in you now.
Yeah.
But it's one of those where we've all been there. We've all faced that fear. And it's like, hey, I'm scared, but it's going to, like, but I'm going to do this. I want to do this more than I'm afraid of it.
All right. I'm going full sin next week.
Yeah, that's one of those, like, as I say, pan up and, you know, pan up and go for it.
It's, well.
But it feels so, like, the reward. You know, the reward, like, you know, hitting tile, hitting coping, getting air.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Just doing, being 1% better than you were the last time you were in the park.
I'm coming up that now, and I'm catching the little lip.
Yeah. And it's also, like, the shit that played with you.
Yeah.
You know, that's why, like, hey, anyone that's employing anyone, hire skaters, and here's why. One, they're used to pain.
Right.
They're used to disappointment, but they're just going to keep on trucking.
Yeah, like,
so
all right.
That's the attitude you want. I honestly feel the people that do this stuff just, you know, like, it just makes you a better person because
you push forward. You're not really.
Persevere. You persevere, and this is what you do for fun.
Like, I'm hurt. Like, yeah. That shit hurts right now. And I'm just like, I love this antics. I wish I had. I just got to start recording this podcast more.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get video. But I kind of do like the ASMR version for right now.
Oh, no, I love the cast. I love what you guys do with it.
Thank you. Well, it's finding what I. It's
I'm
finding
just glad
out
you guys. I'm glad you finally made it out here. You know, cause
yeah, it's worth
this
it.
This is one of those places where, one, even after you know everything, it's a good place to go. Is it the biggest place? No. You know, is it the gnarliest place? No. But you're.
It's pretty gnarly.
You can get a lot done here.
I mean, it's pretty gnarly. This is definitely a pro level of park.
One of the things that
X Game comp hit.
People don't realize Andy Kessel was a surfer.
No shit.
Yeah. That's actually, I met him once in 1998.
So he
I was skating Brooklyn Banks with a guy that knew him because they both surfed together in Montauk.
That's crazy. You can see it.
Yeah, but you can see this, and that's why it's so float. You know, that's what gets me addicted to this place, where you can car for days in this place. You want to talk about a workout, you're like losing weight, man. This place is a leg burner when you hit it.
Got you.
You know, like...
Once you figured out how to pump
like,
around...
As I said,
and...
that's why I always do that whole backside, you know, like... Work on my backside one way in, work on my front side the other way in.
I want to keep working on my pumping so I can get around corners a lot better, like get up there.
And dude, and you already see, like... It's like, hey, here's where I'm at. Here's where I want to be.
Yeah, yeah. You know? It's awesome.
I want to be rocking the ball. I want to be able to get in, like, and it's one of those where I want to get in and out with confidence.
Right.
And then, like, and you'll notice, like, hey, everything that you're doing now feels a lot easier than it did when you first got here.
Yeah.
You
know? Way easier.
And just keep on hammering at it. And that's, as I said, that's the skater spirit. You know, just keep on trucking till you get it.
Yeah, just have
and
fun
don't,
with
you know,
it.
Like, learn from what you didn't do right. And the good thing is I've had people, you know, hey, bend your knees, don't you know,
Mike, know what I started doing though that day that when I started ollieing up the curb?
Yeah.
I started yelling to instead, come on you stupid bitch, have fun.
Yeah.
Like instead of like you're like, come on you bitch, you're scared, it's like, no, you stupid bitch, you're not having fun anymore. You're fucking complaining.
Yeah.
Nah, it's like, all right. Because it's like Michael Mato says, have fun, so have fun.
And that t-shirt will be available for sale.
Michael Mato
says have fun.
That like, needs to be a
remember
shirt.
Remember Frankie Says Relax from the 80s? That's my shirt.
Mato says have fun.
And be kind.
Have fun and be kind. That needs to be a shirt.
Oh,
God, I need to have Munchies merch.
Oh, by the way, it's not Shark Mato. Well, that's what Dave calls me. But you know, do you know how that even started?
No.
That was Mark Graham in New Mexico.
No shit.
Because he heard my name. And he was like, and he was saying something.
Mako.
Yeah, like he was saying like a motto or something like that. And I was like, it's Mato.
Mark Mako.
Michael Mato. I was like, May like the month, toe like the thing on the bottom of my foot. And then all of a sudden he just goes, he starts saying Mato, shark doo 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 doo, Mato, shark doo doo. And busted my
ball. Ah, one fucking ribs.
And so that's how that happened. So it wasn't, and it's like, and it's so funny because like Shark Dog is like a local, not a local here, but he skates around. And I'm like, dude, I did not give myself that name. I did not call myself that. My name is Michael. It's like, what's my nickname? Michael.
It just happened. People started calling me Sharks.
That's like anyone that wants to fucking bust my balls. And of course, Dave is like the king of busting my balls.
It's awesome.
Yeah, but that is, you know,
like, more runs.
I don't want any more. Oh yeah.
What time is it? I gotta cook, so I gotta keep track of time.
It is.
Because I don't want to be up 3:22.
What?
No, because I got 2 hour ride back. So right, it's 7. Yeah. It's 4, so 2 hours is 6. If I leave now.
I didn't know you lived in St. Albans.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. After having a whole rip at Al's Head, I'm on my way home. I paid the skate god some blood. It was fucking awesome. Thank you, Michael, for the fun and the skate. The whole skateboarding thing. Thank you, Michael. I definitely appreciate the invite to get to skate with my homie Big Wave Dave and Mike Tomato. Oh man. To learn a different style is one thing. That shit is crazy, yo. Like, to go from traditionally downhill skateboarding background where you're working different parts of your body to something totally different, totally unique. It is a different flow when it comes to like skating down a hill, like bombing a fucking hill, throwing a slide around a corner or anything of that nature, to actually like, all right, here's this waveform pattern and you have to figure out how to continue momentum on that waveform pattern and keep your flow. And a lot of that today was, that lesson for me was understanding flow and waveform patterns. It's like, for somebody who's only been skating like the street style for almost a year, well, since I've been back from Kansas City, probably a little bit more than a year, but really dedicating to it, I would say about a year, I really see my improvements in all styles. Like now I'm hitting transition. I was about to call it like slang tranny, but Instagram will fucking flag me. Well, which code would flag me and I can't get flagged. I could actually do this shit. But it's so awesome to ride transition. This is how I ate shit earlier. Don't check. Throwing checks out. That little bit of fucking skating just made me a lot better. I can't even hold you. Just that little bit has improved my skating. Just a little bit more. And I feel it. I love that feeling. Oh, there's a 7-Eleven here. I'm gonna run up in the 7-Eleven. Give me some shit. Still podcasting, by the way. Just had to head up to get some food and shit. But yeah, it's fucking wild. My fucking wallet's in my bag. A bunch of crazy shit. This has been one great adventure. I love these adventures. Like hitting up new skate parks, doing things different, not having the same old environment. Like it gets boring after you do the same thing for the like umpteenth time. I don't understand how people do that. Is like go out and skate one spot
and never move on to another spot for years. I mean, granted, if you can't afford to get anywhere else, yeah, I can understand that. But, like, the whole ebb and flow of skateboarding is definitely going out and exploring the unknown.
Taking risks and sending it. That's truly what I feel is skateboarding is. Because that was the first thing I focused on primarily, was going out and exploring, leaving the hood and shit. Once I left the hood, it was on and robbing.
Has a little girl at the bottom. Yeah, see, like, she has a little murderous rage thing going on here. See, it's a girl at the bottom.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. I would have got it up front. I'm just so all over the place right now. Yeah. Excuse me, sir.
Sure.
You're good. They want everything at an age.
Yeah.
I just became an uncle. I can't wait. I am so excited. When she's your age, I'm teaching her how to skateboard, like snowboard, everything. Her parents are gonna hate me. Slim Jim.
Yeah, this is what happens after this session. I'm gonna give me
Slim Jims.
Ooh, they got the bacon. Yeah. So I used to talking to myself. It's so weird me fucking recording a podcast and you're talking to yourself. People probably look at you all crazy. Da 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 da. I don't want anything else.
All
right, I'm trying to figure out what I want next. This is the hard part. Ness. No. They do. No. I was hoping to have the Skittles half and half. Fuck it. I got a dip. Y'all don't have the Skittles half and half, man. I'm a fat boy.
It's a 7-Eleven. It's not a place so much, I guess.
No, they have them in little corner stores.
What do they do?
Yeah, so there's this. Look at me. I'm about to be like fucking sugar feet. So there's a new half and half Skittles where you get two different flavors in the bag.
I appreciate the sweets.
Yeah, man. Like
I gotta behave, but it's hard to resist sometimes.
I'm trying to cut it out of my diet.
Yeah, you're a chef. You're
nah, man.
Oh, under the hood, if you have issues under the hood with heredity, then you gotta be very careful.
Heredity. Dad's diabetic.
Man, it's a whole different set of. Yep,
that's the scary part. So now it's like,
well, you should know about it, so you're not, you know, your eyes aren't closed.
Well, I reach a certain age. I'm reaching that age where it's like,
how old am
I? I'm 36.
Get out of here. See, that's people lie. You're not 36.
You want to see my ID?
All right, trust me. You're in good shape for 36.
Yeah.
Take that as a compliment.
Thank you. Well, I'm not. I don't like to see that around.
No, but you do it the right way. Me, I'm better to be a has-been than a never was. That's the only answer I give.
I agree with that one, though, but...
I gotta keep on trying. I know I don't want to cash in the chips. No, I get it.
Yeah, it's not over yet.
I appreciate that.
It's still kicking, brother.
I appreciate that.
Later, brother. Man. There's a couple of posts. Oh, the station's right there. Duh. Da-da-da-da. So I got me a Red Bull. It's Brooklyn. Fucking fine folks. Kind of wild when you go to different parts of Brooklyn. It's different vibes. It's wild. Why is it like that? It's like totally different vibes in each part of Brooklyn. Maybe because the precinct's right there. That's one main reason. You got a fucking precinct right there. Ain't shit gonna really pop off.
Hey, it's Blowjob Sally. Blowjob Sally. I got him. Yo, I'm a fucking tart, bro. I'm a tart. Yo! Bro, you can't tell me. Bro, Latin people have more fun. Yo, Latin people have more fun than any other culture. I'm stereotyping that. Wanna have fun? You go to Latin's and go hang out with Spanish folks. And don't be a bitch about it. Like, go fucks with them. Cause to me, where I'm looking at, don't make us having a good ass fucking time. And they enjoying that shit too. Like, for real. Us Americans need to switch this shit up. Like, we wear those. Shit, cheese. We need to be out here having festivals. Daily. Like, what the fuck is up with American culture? Why we ain't outside fucking having a good ass time every day? Building shit. Skating shit. Fucking hoes. Hoes fucking niggas. Talking shit now on the podcast. But obviously had a good day. I'm just like gauging the area. Like looking around. I'm just over here a lot now. It's like my slow transition into street skating and pool skating. I'm excited. I also watch my brother eat shit really hard. I mean, really fucking hard. Like, my man was like, yo, this is so fucking hilarious though. Cause he's like, yo, 50-50 the coping, son. I'm 50-50 the fucking, the spine and the tranny. I was like, I bet. Fuck, I said the word. I'm about to get demonetized. But I was doing 50-50 on the training. Well, he was doing 50-50 on the training. And he went up for that 50-50 on the training. Bro, took the flight. He took flight. And I mean literal flight. Like, my man, ow. My man did a whole fall on your ass up in the air for a good second. To splat, you can hear the thud. Shit's fucking wild. But anyway, guys, that takes today's adventure and random moments for today. It was like, I didn't know what I was going to do Sunday. I was supposed to go to work. I figured, why not go fucking skateboard? Because I'm going to quit this job anyway. All right.
tell you right now, it's the end of an era for the Uber life. Like, I'm getting paid peanuts, and I'm picking up side gigs that's paying me more in a few days than actually doing, like, doing an Uber would in fucking a week. Like, 3 days of work has been getting me close to $600. And when I'm working the fucking bullshit Uber to get $600, it's like trying to pull teeth at this moment. It's fucking crazy. Like, I was doing shit for almost 10 years straight. Like, skate Uber. All that shit, 10 years straight, ripping. Up and down, and up and down, and up and down, and up and down. And then, at some point, things still went bad. Because mergers happened, and they started paying us, like, bullshit. Really, really bad bullshit. Imagine being paid $2 per delivery, and you got the, you got motherfucking, you got other guys, like, paying all the rest of the tip. Like, fuck would I, like, why am I paying $2 delivery? And all my rides come from a customer. Like, everything that I earn, everything that I make comes from a customer. Which is wild crazy. I gotta put ice in his wrist as soon as I get to the crib. But literally everything that I'm making right now has to go to, well, it comes coming from our actual customer paying the bill. All right, they're paying $8 tip. Like, some people pay $10 tip. Some people give a tip of $20. But those are the people that actually know what's going on with Uber. And it's like, the fuck is going on, bro? Like, they stealing, they legit stealing from us, and we let them get away with it. Which blows my mind how we let these companies get away with that shit. And we don't just shut down and strike. Just shut the whole company shit down because they need us to fucking move. I'm like, I've been doing this shit for 10 years, man. I remember when it was paying fucking minimum, like, they had at least $10 of delivery. It was like, and then they dropped down to $7. Shit, I had one company that was paying you hourly wage, bro. And then they changed. I think it might be Caviar or DoorDash. One of those shit things. Motherfuckers, they was paying motherfuckers hourly wages at one point. And then they switched up. Oh, I'm just ranting about shit, just trying to make the podcast a little bit longer. Give you a little insight, a little bit into my mind after fucking skating. I'm walking uphill because I don't want to skate. My arm hurts. I'm drinking Red Bull. My knee feels good though. Yo, I keep falling on this fucking same knee though. So now I know what knee is my go-to knee. I know what knee I lead with. It's my left. I lead hard on my left. And yo, shout out to this dude, Adam. Like, he's seen I need a new fucking street deck. And I don't get free street decks like how I get free longboards. So there's that. Like, getting a free longboard versus getting a free street deck, I'm not that good. And actually, I'm getting older, so I'm not skating as hard as I used to downhill. It's kind of why I'm doing transition. It's really a gatekeep fucking art. Like, downhill skateboarding is very gatekept. And if you're not going out there and getting it yourself, bro, don't expect much. Like, it became gatekept. It's very fucking affluent in its nature. So you're not really experiencing a multicultural nuance. I mean, it's dudes that do rip, and it's dudes that are of different culture, different affluencies. But to be completely honest, dude, it's mostly upper middle class young. Like, the majority is upper middle class young. I ain't mad at it, though. It is what it is. Like anything else. You gotta accept the good with the bad. Bad with the good. And roll with the motherfucking punches. Well, I do. It's ripping. I hate everything. Sorry, man. Why do police be weird when you hear them say some shit funny and you talk back and they want to act all fucking weird? People are fucking weird, bro. But anywho, my translation going home. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Till next time, bitches.